If God appeared to you and said, ask for whatever you want, and I'll give it to you. Now here's the most powerful being in the universe. And he appears before you, and he says to you that he will give you whatever you ask. You might consider, maybe I'd like some power. Political power, maybe. Fame, I'd like to be famous. Give me a long and healthy life. How about a handsome or slash beautiful wife or husband? How about give me good fortune, lots of money, material things. Give me good looks, health. Give me an easy life or whatever you could think of that would happen. You know, I wish all my relatives would get along, whatever your wish could be. Well, you know, this little scenario I'm giving you actually did happen. And that's found back in the book of 1 Kings. Let's go back to 1 Kings and let's look at what happened when this occurred. This is in 1 Kings in chapter 3. And some of you may remember the story. It was about King Solomon, and King Solomon has just dedicated the temple. And God appears as a cloud and covers the temple, and it's a very momentous, awesome event, you know, showing the people of Israel that God is with them and that he's going to be with the new king whose name means peace. 1 Kings chapter 3, in verse 5. In Gideon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, ask, what shall I give you? What would you like to get? What do you want? What do you want me to bestow upon you? And Solomon said, thou hast showed unto thy servant David, my father, great mercy. He was a son of David. According as he has walked before you in truth and in righteousness and in uprightness of heart with thee, and thou hast kept from him this great kindness, kept for him this great kindness, that thou hast given him a son to sit on his throne as it is this day. So he says, look, you were with my father, David, and you blessed him and said that he was going to have a son to rule, to sit on the throne, and that's me. That's happened to me now. And now, verse 7, O Lord, my God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David, my father. And I am but a little child. I don't know how to come in and how to go out. A lot, sort of like, you know, he can't even find the front door. That's what we're talking about here. He didn't know what to do. Notice how humble he was. Verse 8, and thy servant is in the midst of thy people, which thou hast chosen, a great people that cannot be numbered nor counted for multitude. Give therefore, this is what he asked God when God asked him, what did he want? Give therefore your servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this thy so great a people? And the speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked for this thing. And God said to him, because you have asked this thing, and have not asked for long life or riches for yourself, nor have you asked the life of your enemies, but has asked for understanding or wisdom, as some translations say, to discern judgment. Behold, I have done according to thy words. Lo, I have given you a wise and an understanding heart. God was giving Solomon wisdom. So that there is none like thee before you, neither after you shall there arise like unto you. You know, if you read the Bible, Solomon was one of the most wisest men in the Bible, next to Jesus Christ. So what did Solomon ask for when God said, you want money, you want power, you want good looks, you want lots of women? What do you want? I want wisdom. I want wisdom. Now consider what it says about this attribute of wisdom. Proverbs. Let's go to Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 4. And we're going to look in Proverbs chapter 4. As soon as I get there. Proverbs chapter 4. And we're going to read in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 5. A wisdom here is personified as a woman. It says, get wisdom, get understanding. Forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her, and she shall preserve you. Love her, love wisdom, and she will keep you. Wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding. So wisdom and understanding. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. Notice verse 10. Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and in the years of thy life, and the years of thy life shall be many. I have taught thee in the ways of wisdom. I have led thee in the right paths. When thou go, your steps shall be straightened, and when you run, you shall not stumble. Take fast hold of instruction. Hold on to instruction. Most of us, when we're instructed in things, oh, I don't want to hear that. I already know what to do. Take fast hold of instruction. Let her not go. Keep her, for she is your life. Let's close this section of scriptures with verse 27. Turn not to the right hand, nor to the left. Remove your foot from evil. Get wisdom, brethren, and hold on to it. The book of Proverbs talks a lot about wisdom. Today we're going to look at this, some important characteristics of wisdom. Now the first point is, get wisdom. Well, what are you supposed to get? What is wisdom? According to Munsis, Complete Expository Dictionary of Old and New Testament Hebrew Words, the word for wisdom, chokmah, means skill, wisdom in administration, shrewdness, prudence in religious affairs, wisdom in ethics. Wikipedia, as I like to term it, the fount of all knowledge on the internet, under the title Wisdom, says the following. Is a deep understanding and realization of people, things, events, or situations, resulting in the ability to apply perception, judgments, and actions in keeping with this understanding. It often requires control of one's emotional reactions, the passions, so to speak, so that universal principles, reason, and knowledge prevail to determine one's actions. Wisdom is also the comprehension of what is true, coupled with optimum judgment as to action. Synonyms include discernment or insight. Merriam-Webster's dictionary, online version, says the following about wisdom. This is what we're supposed to get. Accumulated philosophic or scientific learning. One of the things that made Solomon so famous was he was a very intelligent person, and he knew how things worked. You know, we tend to think of wisdom as only applicable to relationships. Wisdom also means you know stuff. Solomon knew a lot of things about a lot of things. He knew about how the water cycle worked. He knew about snow. He knew about the planets. He knew about gravity, other subjects. Once again, back to the dictionary's definition in Merriam-Webster online. Accumulated philosophic or scientific learning, knowledge. Ability to discern inner qualities in relationships, insight. Good sense, judgment. You ever been around somebody who doesn't have any common sense? Good sense, judgment, generally accepted belief, a wise attitude. Synonyms include insight, perception, perceptivity, sapience, very important words. I'd like to read you some quotes about wisdom from some famous people. What they say, this is what we're supposed to get. This is common sense wisdom quotes. This is Samuel Taylor Coleridge. Common sense in an uncommon degree is what the world calls wisdom. Voltaire, common sense is not so common. Josh Billings, genius ain't anything more than elegant common sense. Robert Greene Ingersoll. It's 1,000 times better to have common sense without education than to have education without common sense. Conversely, the best thing is to have education and common sense. Ralph Waldo Emerson. Society is always taken by surprise at any new example of common sense. James Madison, philosophy is common sense with big words. Some of these are kind of humorous. Thomas Huxley, science is nothing but trained and organized common sense. William Oster, soap and water and common sense are the best disinfectants. Thomas Jefferson, honest is the first chapter in the Book of Wisdom. Herb Cain, a man begins cutting his wisdom teeth the first time he bites off more than he can chew. Theodore Roosevelt, 9/10 of wisdom is being wise in time. Everybody can tell you what you should have done after it's done. You should have done this, and the quarterback should have done that, and we should have done this. Wisdom is doing what you should have done at the time it occurred. The doors of wisdom are never shut. This is Benjamin Franklin. This another one. Wisdom doesn't necessarily... I like this one. Tom Wilson. Wisdom doesn't necessarily come with age. Sometimes age just shows up by itself. And then I was reading a book this week. This is a book that I read when I was a teenager. It's called Catch Lake Country. It's a book about woodcraft and life in the North Woods. And I want to read you what he says at the end of one of his chapters. Talking about not getting lost in the woods, you know, looking around, noting everything, figuring out which way the wind is blowing, how to tell where north is, all these things that woodmen do without even thinking about it. Whereas if you put a regular person in the woods, they'd be lost. Here's his quote. When you get down to hard pan, the whole business of living in the wilderness, finding your way about, and avoiding the dangers is much a matter of common sense and getting the habit of observing everything closely. If you have common sense, which is the same thing as good judgment, you don't often get into trouble. And every time you do get into trouble, you learn something about common sense the hard way. So there's all kinds of ideas of what common sense is, brethren, and wisdom, and we need to get that. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs chapter 4. We're in Proverbs, I think, 5 or 4. Yeah, let's go to Proverbs chapter 4. We read this in verse 5. Get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline your from the words of my mouth. Forsake or not, and he goes on to verse 7. So how are we to get wisdom, brethren? How are we to do what it says in these verses? First of all, you need to ask God for wisdom. You need to ask God to make you wise. Just like Solomon did. God has the ability to make you see things through his spirit that most people cannot see. So you need to ask God to make you wise. You need to ask others who are wise or experienced for advice. I'm not going to ask anybody. I know it all already. Ask others who are wise or experienced for advice. And if someone wants to give you advice, your first response should be, say on. Let me have it. Meditate about decisions you will make. What are the consequences? What will be the results of the decision? If I continue on this course of action, where am I going to end up? That's discernment. The fool just plods along, going the way he's going. So meditate about where this decision is going to take you. What are the consequences? What's the final result of this course of action? And another one is spend time in prayer about the decisions you make. Spend time in prayer about decisions you make. Now, the Bible also says something else about wisdom. It says to hold on to wisdom. Hold on to wisdom. We're in Proverbs chapter 4. Let's look at verse 11. I have taught thee in the way of wisdom. I have led you in right paths. When thou go, your steps shall not be straight. Your steps shall not be straightened, and when thou comest, shall not stumble. In other words, wisdom will give you the direct access to where you want to go. Take fast hold of instruction. Let her not go. Keep her, for she is your life. Wise men love instruction, either from other people, from reading, from listening, or from whatever. So we're supposed to hold fast to wisdom. If you have a prized possession, let's say you have some piece of jewelry or some item that's very valuable, what do? You safeguard it. You protect it. You maintain it. So we're supposed to hold on to wisdom. Another thing we're supposed to do is not to turn from wisdom. Proverbs chapter 4, once again, verse 25. Let your eye look right, and let your eyelids look straight before you. And I'm using the King James Version. Ponder the paths of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand nor to the left. So we're supposed to look straight ahead, not looking to the left or looking to the right once we decide to embark on a path. Revelation chapter 22. Revelation chapter 22. Revelation chapter 22, verse 18. For I testify unto every man, last couple of verses in the Bible, unless of course you have the Catholic Bible, then they've added to it, which is another subject. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. We should not add nor take away. The example of Israel in the book of Deuteronomy, we're not going to turn there, but God told Israel, do whatever I command you, be careful to observe it, and you shall not add to it nor take away from it. Do not, and this is where you need to be careful, do not put your own thoughts about what wisdom is. In other words, we can look at something and we say, this is what I should do, and then pretty soon we start arguing with ourselves because human nature starts to talk to us. Do not turn from wisdom. Wisdom is a very, very important trait for all Christians to have. It is common sense in a very exalted state. Having wisdom will make you and me make right decisions and will save us from many errors and evil and painful consequences. The book of Proverbs encourages us to get wisdom, hold on to wisdom, and to walk the path where wisdom is leading us.